views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Hello, everyone. This is Ginny Rutherford. I'm here with Todd Rolson, and we are Cambo Talk. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Ginny.
How's it going?
Oh, wonderful.
How was your weekend?
Well, busy as always.
Busy as always. That's always good. So we're here today. We are going to talk about the science of Cambo and the history of Cambo, because they're kind of related in some ways. And then we're going to also talk about a couple of other Amazonian medicines, Hapé and Sananga.
Yeah, and those medicines kind of go with Cambo, don't they?
They go hand in hand with Cambo, and they're really very synchronistic, and they'll work really well together. So, but before we get started, I just want to say hi to Justin, our producer. I hate to leave him out. Hey, Justin, how's it going?
Good. How are you both doing?
Doing
wonderful.
Doing great.
Great to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you on the other side. It always makes me feel good when I know you're on the other side there watching over us. So thanks for doing that.
My pleasure.
Awesome. So, Todd, I mean, we kind of wanted to talk about the frog today to start out because, I mean, at the end of the day, this is about the frog.
Yes, and we actually talked about this, how we wanted to approach it. And everyone's always, you know, the medicine. Well, you know, where does the medicine come from? And it comes from the giant monkey tree frog. And what area is that, Ginny?
Well, it's mostly in Brazil and Peru. I mean, also in Colombia. So in that Amazonian area.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that we go right direct to the frog at the beginning of this segment, simply because, you know, we're all looking and wandering around aimlessly and forgetting our connection to the planet. And when we were talking just before the show, it's like, gosh, you know, let's acknowledge the planet. I think most people are always looking outside of themselves, and that's part of the issue with people and ourselves, so to speak. But it's time to go to the source, and this frog is the key, and the frog secretions, of course, are the medicine.
Definitely.
And Jenny knows a lot more about this, but I really love this frog, and when you see the picture of it online, if you look it up, it's just a wonderful, beautiful frog, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And one of the things, too, is like, you know, we're now global, so we don't think of, you know, we live in the U.S. and this is South America and this is Mexico. It's everything's so global. And what happens in one part of the world really affects the other part of the world. And now we know that. And so really acknowledging this frog and why these medicines now are coming out into the Western world, which I think is super important, is because, you know, the shaman and the tribes people, they know that we have this kind of house of cards, right?
Right.
And that if that house of cards falls apart, you know, the planet's going to kind of fall apart. And so they want these medicines to come out into the Western world so that people can actually transform and connect back to the earth again, because they're very connected to the earth.
Yeah. And Ginny actually went over to Peru. And did some ceremony over there. So she actually had some experience, and I'd love to hear a little bit of that really quickly.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I really had never had any intentions of going to Peru. And so I kind of got woke up, you know, early one morning around 4 a.m. with this voice saying, "You're going to Peru." And, you know, I was startled awake and kind of looked around to see who was there. And, you know, nobody was there. And then I realized, oh, that was just my own internal voice saying, "You're going to the Peru." And I kind of laughed and was like, I'm not going to Peru. Okay. I've never wanted to go to Peru. It's never been on my bucket list. I never even thought about going to Peru. I'm not going to Peru. And so as I kind of settled back in to go back to sleep, feeling, you know, pretty good about that, that I've made that decision, I'm not going to Peru. Then I started thinking about a little bit more. And 2 months later, I went to Peru.
Yeah. And I'd like to just hear about, you know, the conditions, because we're talking about the frog in this segment, and just what were the conditions that you lived in or were part of?
Yeah. So I went about 5 hours down, I guess it would be down river, down the Amazon, and off onto a little tributary, and stayed with a family of shamans, and their lineage is very well known in Peru. Mm-hmm. And there was no electricity and there was no running water. So we ate what they killed. If we had chicken, it was because they killed a chicken. You know, right. If we had fish, that's what they caught that day. So it was a little rustic, and we showered with Amazonian river water. So they would bring up big, huge barrels, and then we'd go into a little stall and pour. Or some people would actually jump into the river. I could never make myself do that. I wanted to, and I tried a couple times. I just couldn't. There's so many, there's creatures in that water.
But that's the point, is that these folks really have a connection with the earth.
They do.
And the huts, from my understanding, what you told me, are like on stilts or what?
Yep, they're up on stilts. They have thatch roof, you know, roofs, and then there's little half walls that divide the rooms.
Yes.
And so it's very rustic. They have a maloca in the center, and that's where they hold all their ceremonies. Uh-huh. And they use composting toilets. So it's, you know, it's rustic, and yet it was very comfortable.
Yes. And they, you know, obviously they're connected to the earth.
Very
much so.
And that
comes back to the frog. And if you're out in the forest, and I've lived all over the world myself, and never in that extreme circumstances, so to speak, but when you are outside and you are on the earth and you are imbibing food and or cooking it or showering in Amazonian water, you're going to build more connection. And that's Definitely. Why acknowledging this frog to me is so important, because this frog is a very key medicine for humanity. And it's being studied quite a bit. And we're going to get into the science and the effects a little bit later on. And I don't know, should we start getting in the story?
Yeah, I think that's probably where we should head a little bit, because, you know, really, Cambo hasn't been out into the Western world that long.
Right.
Really, back in the 1980s is where it really came out strongly. It's not that it hadn't been observed using Cambo before then, but it wasn't really heard of out in the Western world.
Well, and just to remind the folks, I mean, the medicine has been used for thousands of years. I believe it's like originally they say like 53 tribes, which are now down to 13, which is, you know, where did the tribes go, Jenny? What happened?
Well, they're becoming extinct, actually. I mean, so some of the tribes just don't exist.
Wow.
Which is really a shame, because the rainforest is like the lungs of the planet.
Right.
And the tribes are really the protectors of the forest. And so when they go away, the forest will go away too. So it's kind of too bad. And they are super connected to the nature. Whereas when we in the Western world, we're just not. We're quite disconnected. And how they take Cambo in South America, how the tribes take Cambo really is different than the way you do it. It's not that you can't follow some of the traditions, but we don't have the same, our psyche and our domestication is just much more complicated. Like I say, we're not connected to the earth. They're very connected to the earth. And so we just have a different set of pathology, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Well, do you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they have absolutely no fear around the things that go on in the forest. You know, you know, if a snake shows up, well, that's, even if it's a super poisonous one, which we had when I was in Peru.
Well, didn't you have one in your
house? We had one in the room, yes. In the room, on the rafters, which was quite, and it was one of the most deadliest snakes in the forest. It was called a bushmaster.
Oh, and, yeah, that's a deadly one.
So they just go in and get it and, you know, they kind of make a little fun around it. And don't think anything of it. We're, you know, we're all freaked out because we don't see snakes like that. And we're just really disconnected from it, where they just think this is everyday life for them.
Yeah.
And even all the other kind of, I mean, there's a lot of bugs, big bugs. And even cockroaches, you know, they don't think anything of those. They're just part of nature.
Wow.
And we're, you know, like, again, we're all freaked out about it. They just don't think much about it. And they have a great respect, but they're just really very in tune to nature. If they have something going on with them, they just go out into the forest. And one story was one of the girls that was there had gotten bit by something that just began to, like her leg began to swell. And one of the shaman there went out into the forest and just made a little poultice, put it on there, and the next day it was gone. So that's what they do.
Wow. So this medicine has been used for thousands of years, but there's no really, there's not an ability to tell the exact time, is there?
There really isn't, because records aren't kept, you know.
Are they all oral records then? I mean, how
are oral records? Yeah, that's how they're kept. They're oral records.
Yeah.
They tell the story and it just gets passed down generation to generation. And that's how they build their lineages also.
So these tribes for, you know, thousands of years have been using Cambo as a medicine for everything. And we're going to get into the effects and science and all that in a bit. But so you mentioned earlier that it comes, you know, it came to Western medicine at a certain point. And I did a little bit of research because Jenny knows much more than me. And there are people who know much more than Jenny, of course.
For sure.
I read that like in the 20s, there was a priest who observed the effects.
Yes, he observed the effects of it. And so that was kind of probably the first knowing of it in the Western world. Still not out in the Western world, though. So it was really in the 1980s where... there was a scientist who actually got some of the venom, and he was an Italian, and got the venom to a university so that it could actually be studied.
Was that in Italy then?
That was in Italy, And then there's also a lot of people will know who Peter Gorman is.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'll tell the story about Peter Gorman a little bit. He has a book out when we come back from this break.
Brilliant.
And we'll just go a little further into it.
Sounds good, Jenny.
All right. You are listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Welcome back. This is Cambo Talk with Ginny and Todd. And we've been talking today about kind of the history and some of the science behind it. I mean, we could spend a lot of time on the science, but we're kind of melding those two a little bit together because they're not completely separate. But at the break, we were talking about some of the players who have been bringing the medicine out into the Western world. So the French priest who actually brought it out, who observed it, that was in 1925. But he still didn't bring it out into the Western culture. Mm-hmm. But in the 1980s, that's when actually an American anthropologist, her name was Catherine Milton, she described Cambo in one of the tribes in Brazil. And then shortly after that, Peter Gorman. A lot of people know who Peter Gorman is because he has written many books. And and he's a journalist, a U.S. journalist, and his book, Sapo and the Soul, is in many languages. And
so Sapo, what does that mean?
Sapo is the Peruvian name for Cambo.
Oh, okay.
And so he spent time and experienced Cambo with the Matsas tribe in Peru. And so he, most people know who he is because he's probably the one that's kind of out there with his books and as a journalist.
Now, what kind of journalist does he do beyond that? Or is he just well known? Because I'm interested in him.
Yeah, he does a lot of journalism, different types of stories. He's quite political too. He lives in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And he does Cambo ceremonies. And he takes people to the once a year to Peru and takes them on kind of a jungle adventure. And I've heard it's quite interesting because he's an interesting guy. He's in his 60s now. Uh-huh. And but he's probably the most well-known. Almost everybody who has experienced this medicine or worked in the medicine know who Peter Gorman is.
Right. And then from my understanding, you know, the medicine is much more well-known in other parts of the world.
It is because in Europe, you know, they've been using it a lot. So there's a lot of practitioners in Europe. Poland particularly love Cambo, the UK. Mm-hmm. And it's really just starting to, as we've talked about before, it's just starting to be well known in the US. There are still very few practitioners. Up until about 6 months ago, there were only about 5 in the US.
Which is kind of why, you know, to remind everybody we're doing this show, we just want to make this an educational resource, you know, that's dialed in, gives you a lot of the basic information with an intuitive slant too. And even though I haven't got into the psychic aspects or the information on those levels, you know, our goal is to educate.
Our goal is to educate. And there's a lot of misrepresentation about this medicine and just to really, you know, kind of the real stuff rather than glamorizing it too much because it's an ordeal medicine. So, you know, And so it can look really harsh if you're watching it on a YouTube.
Yes.
But oh, yeah. When you are actually in the ceremony and you're going through the process, you know, you can see the benefits that it has. People have some pretty awesome benefits. And as we go along, we're going to have people who have done Cambo and had some great benefits be on the show and talk about their experiences.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about bringing some people who, you know, have some serious medical issues beyond other things too,
you know,
from depression and so forth. But we'll get into that a little bit. Is there anything else we want to add to the, you know, the story of Cambo? I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but there's not a lot of information out there.
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of things that went on in Brazil and how, you know, the U.S. has, I think, 41 patents around the peptides with Cambo. And of course there's, you know, the tribes, they don't really like that. They feel like that this is their discovery. And so there are a lot of things, but I just don't find that to have, I try not to get into that too much because it's more the politics. I'd rather focus more around the medicine and what it can do and how it can be helpful.
And so, the current story on Cambo is it's an emerging medicine with real beneficial effects. And of course, that's my opinion, but I've also seen it. And that's where the story is right now. And anytime something emerges that's effective, there's always a lot of argument and ego and issues, especially with patents on peptides. I mean, you know, who are making these patents? But I'm not into conspiracy theory. I'm not into it. Let's just take the medicine at the most simple simplicity that it is. And that's it's a healing medicine.
And even in the Cambo community, there's all this, which way do you do it? Do you do it in the traditional way, the way they do it in the forest? You know, do you do it this way? Do you drink this much water? You know, there's all this conversation back and forth about how it should be done and not be done. And at the end of the day, I think you just have to come to a place where it has the most benefits for people. And as it continues to evolve, I think the way that we use it is going to evolve also.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And in the end, the story comes to trusting the medicine.
Trusting the medicine. That is definitely been my motto.
And we've talked about this and being as tuned in as I am to higher consciousness, I always try to simplify things. And in the end, the story is trusting the medicine.
Definitely.
And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, because people are always, after they've had Cambo, they're constantly, they'll write back to me and say, "Hey, I feel like this right now," or "I didn't purge the way I felt I should have, and I didn't do this, and I did this," and, you know, like constantly evaluating the process instead of just trusting that the medicine's going to do what it's going to do. And that's the thing I keep coming back with my own clients is that how the medicine works with you is going to be different than how it works with somebody else.
Yes.
And though I don't like to constantly chase the purge, most people feel better when they have had an upward purge. But at the end of the day, I trust the medicine is going to show that person what they need to see.
And just adding a little intuitive information on trusting the medicine. I mean, this medicine is an evolving medicine. And what I mean by that is the medicine has a higher consciousness system. It comes from a higher level place. And what that means is many things, you know, it's just like animals on the planet. Some die off and some evolve. And this medicine is actually a medicine that's such a high level being is what I like to call it. Because it's, to me, this medicine is quite awake. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, without getting too woo-woo-y, although I can be woo-woo-y, but I'm also very grounded.
You're much more practical than me.
Yeah, I'm very practical. But there's a way in which when I'm doing ceremony and giving Cambo to people, that the medicine is actually talking to me about what that person needs and how much medicine they need and what they need and what they're needing right now, what's going on with them, where they have a stuckness and what to do. So I just listen to that. Again, that's a part of trusting the medicine. So whatever shows up is what they're supposed to see.
And I think it's really interesting because both Ginny and I, we've talked about this. We're basically just stepping up to the microphone and starting to talk with very little planning. And so the medicine to me and the story gets into the now. And that's where I love to function. And that's where I function pretty much 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I'm quite known for that. And in the now, the medicine is incredibly relevant for the planet.
Definitely. You know, I had a, I always just can share stories because it's the, I think it has, it hits the point. I had a client here yesterday who had had, Cambo about five times, and she says she never purges, and
which is kind of rare, isn't it? I mean, 10%,
20%, maybe. Most people do purge. And again, I don't chase the purge, but I just knew that she would purge. So I put the medicine on. She had a really quite profound experience, purged,
right?
Did an upward purge. And when she had rested for a while and she sat back up, she said, "Wow, I didn't even know it could be like that. This feels like the first time I've ever done Cambo. Like I, this was real."
Right.
And so, you know, that's what I look for people, is that they have that little shift in themselves. And some of that comes with the preparation too. And we've talked about that before. So it comes with the preparation. And we use, I use other medicines that she had not ever experienced also. And I, she believes that really helped her quite a bit too. And I think when we come back from the break, I want us to start talking about a couple of other medicines that we use. One is Sananga, which is called lightning in the eye, and the Hape, because they are used a lot in the ceremony and they really enhance it for people. So I really would like to get, bring that into along with our conversation.
Well, we're in the now. We have another minute or so. Why don't you talk a little bit about Sananga?
Yeah, I think Sananga, well, Sananga is one of my favorites because, and they call it lightning in the eye. And it's kind of an energy that's quite unusual if you've never experienced before, because I see the energy of Sananga and it's kind of a, the guy, kind, you know, I always see it as a person who's kind of always smiling.
Yes.
And every time we talk about Sananga, even people who have never even used it, they smile and laugh. And it always kind of makes me, it's interesting to me because I see that in the energy of the medicine. That people smile around
it. And I can tell you the being behind it is always smiling.
Exactly.
And, I see him as he appears to me. He wears a hat and he's smiling.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So it's always quite curious to me. But there's a lot around Sananga that that we can talk about and actually how it's used. I don't know how much time we have here. I don't want to get into it because I want to have time to go. So why don't we... start that conversation when we come back from the break, and we'll talk exactly about Sananga.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com
to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
We're back. This is Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk. And we were talking about some of the other medicines, Todd, when we left the break. And two of them.
Well, you were talking about them.
Yeah, I was talking about them. You were just listening, smiling at me.
And I need to know. So tell me more about Sananga.
Exactly. So we were talking about Sananga. And like again, we always laugh and smile about Sananga because it is really quite an interesting medicine. The lightning in the eye is a bit of an understatement. I would probably say like battery acid in the eye because it stings quite a bit.
Maybe not quite as bad as battery acid, but there's certainly a profound
Exactly.
feeling.
And so
so why do we do it?
Yes, that's a good question. Why do we do that? So what happens with the Sananga in the eye is that it starts to already relieve panema, which is the negative energies and the dark cloud, and that's why they
use
it.
Depression, sadness.
Exactly. And so it starts to already relieve that before you even start the Cambo. But how I like to use it, so I like to use it before you take Cambo because I find in our culture, everybody's outside of their body. You know, nobody's really embodied and we're just distracted. And so what I find Sananga does is it just drops you into your body very quickly.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, why aren't we doing Sananga before the radio show?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. Maybe we should do that off air. So anyway, it drops you in the body.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
Okay.
So it drops you into the body so you're fully present.
Yes.
And for people coming in to do Cambo, they're a little nervous.
Yeah, of
And
course.
So literally they are outside their body. And for some reason, the Sananga will just pull you right in. It just drops you. And that's what I love about it because I can be a little out of my body at times. And so I love that grounded feeling.
Yes.
It just feels so great. And it is an antiseptic. So it will cleanse your eyes. A lot of people, when they open their eyes afterwards, they just feel like everything's really clear and colors seem brighter. And they like that feeling. So I always ask people after they've had it the first time, if they, nobody has to take anything. They can say no to anything, but almost everybody takes it again. I've only had one person not take it again. That was my daughter. And she was like, no. Never again.
Well, I mean, you know, it's part of the ceremony. I think, you know, if you're honoring the ceremony, it's certainly something you should consider doing.
Yes, but most people really feel the benefit of it. So what little bit of discomfort that you experience with it, it far outweighs the benefit that you receive. And so this is used a lot. It comes from a shredded root of a shrub that grows in the rainforest, and it's got quite a long name, which I will probably massacre. Tabernath Montana undulata.
That sounded pretty good.
Yeah, that wasn't so bad. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So they use it a lot there in Peru and Brazil. They've used it for thousands of years. It is a very powerful eye drop, and it really does work on many levels of healing, physical, spiritual, and energetically.
So in the rainforest, do they use it primarily for, I mean, they're already in their body, so how are they using this medicine?
Well, I think they use it for a lot for infection, for sinusitis, for chronic headaches. I've used this with some of my friends who have headaches.
Oh, interesting.
And it's helped them. So they use it for medicinally, like cataracts and conjunctivitis or dry eye.
Okay.
I had a client here a couple of weeks ago who I gave her the medicine, and she came back the next day and she struggled with it the first time, but she wanted to take it again. But she told me the story that she wakes up every morning, her eyes are so dry and scratchy.
Wow.
And it was the first morning that her eyes felt really good.
Wow, that's interesting.
So she actually took some home with her because she so loved the benefits of it. So they use it, like I say, differently, more medicinally, but also there's always those spiritual context in which they use the medicines in the jungle always.
Yeah, and basically in my observation, you're laying down, a couple drops go in the corner of your eye, you open your eyes, the lightning in the eye effect happens, and then within two to five minutes, you're pretty much sitting up and going, okay, what's next?
Yeah, and fully present.
Yes.
So I remember the first time I gave it to you, at Cosmic
Crusade. Did I scream or did I just like
no, but there was,
whimper?
there were eight people there and none of them had tried any of these medicines. And I remember that it was quite challenging for everyone to take it for the first time.
But it's one of those challenges where you're just like, okay, it's so short.
It's short.
You know? And it's just, in a way, it's kind of like Cambo. You know, all this worry and fear comes up, and then you actually do the medicine, you purge.
Yes.
And then within 30 minutes, you're like, okay, I'm ready to, you know, get up. Most of the time, not always.
Yeah.
So I find that very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think that's an important aspect. In the jungle, they also use it because it sharpens their vision
so that they can
for hunting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything has a practical purpose for them, but it also has because they're so integrated, you know, it has the practical aspect, but it also has that spiritual, natural aspect to it.
Which is kind of what I find interesting, especially when we started with the frog. I mean, the frog is the key. That's where the medicine comes from. But, you know, it's same with this medicine. I think tribal or native people just understand the spiritual aspects and the physical aspects, while we're always looking for the benefits.
Right.
And I find that it's a natural state of mind if you have any type of connection. And if you have some connection, you're going to know more.
For sure. And you've sat in ceremony with me.
Yes.
And you've watched people take Sananga and Cambo, and I know you see things on energetic levels, and you see the people's energetic systems. What is some of the things that you see when people are using Sananga?
Well, you know, I think people go internal. So when I'm looking at people in Sananga, it's immediate, absolutely 100% internal in the physical. Let's deal with what's going on. And in our lives, that's not a common thing. I mean, you know, we're very distracted beings. So I think the biggest benefit I see is like all the energy just gets sucked into the body and they're going, let's deal with this. And then as you deal with it, which is a brief period of time, then you open your eyes all of a sudden and they're watering and releasing, and then you're done. And it's like, wow, I'm present. So I see people and I see an energetic presence.
Yes. That's exactly how I feel too. But I know you see things on such a spiritual level or such an energetic level that it's always fun for you to.
It's always fun. It also stills the brain. So when I look at people, I see every system, you know, the physical, mental, emotional, the timelines, the connection points, your contracts. So I like to see the brain go quiet. It's kind of one of the keys, I think, for humanity is that we just stop thinking and start intuiting. And it's always been my spiritual message, and it's what I do in my work with people. It's like, okay, let me take your brain and squash it so that you will actually listen. Because it's very hard, isn't it, Jenny?
Definitely, because there are lots and lots of distractions out there. And, you know, even fear, so much fear, which keeps us completely distracted and outside of our body. And I find some of these medicines just take away some of my fear, because that fear is such a mental activity.
Well, I know you have Sananga, and you actually, you know, you're building a website where you'll sell it,
yes,
too, so to
mm-hmm.
speak. But is that a medicine you could take, like, every day? Or
you could take it once a day. A lot of times what I will do is because it is, you know, to use it every day, it's challenging. I did go on a 30-day diet of it. So it's kind of challenging. So a lot of times you can take that and cut it with colloidal silver.
Oh, okay.
So that it's not quite so strong. So if you want to take it every day, you can, it's much easier to do that. And then maybe once a week, go to the stronger.
And I've taken the colloidal silver version, and it, it's definitely less lightning in the eye, but I really liked it when I was doing it every day. It's a great habit. But what do you mean diet, 30-day diet of the eye? What does that mean?
Well, there's always the dietas that they do in the jungle where they'll either take a certain plant medicine every day for, you know, 20 days or whatever they decide. Maybe sometimes it's 7 days. Uh-huh. So they're just concentrating on that medicine and building a connection to it.
What did you get out of it?
I felt very connected to it. And it certainly did help my eyesight. Uh-huh. Things seemed much clearer, but I would take it just before bed. And for the first few days, you know, my eyes would feel matted in the morning. So as it was clearing out some of the stuff in my eyes, but after a few days that stopped, and I just felt that I could see clearer, and I kind of woke up a little bit lighter in myself too.
Interesting.
So it was really an interesting, and I used the heavy one, so it was a really an interesting way of going about it. But I felt like by doing that, it helped me to connect to the medicine and really understand its properties.
Beautiful. And that's what we're talking about, getting more present with the medicine too. It's like, you know, don't just show up, you know, go connect with it and immerse yourself. And Cambo makes you do that. And and Sananga makes you do that. And then we also have Happe. So please, we have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about Happe.
Yeah, we'll start with Happe because I really love Happe.
Which I'm not, it's not my favorite, but I'll tell you why in a bit.
Yes. Well, it's a preparation of like powdered medicinal herbs, and they mix it with tobacco, because in the jungle, with jungle tobacco, that's kind of the base for most of them. Now there's some without, but most of them have that jungle tobacco. And because tobacco is such a sacred plant and in the jungle, they look at Happe as a very sacred medicine also. But it can also be very challenging. It is a nasal snuff, so it is actually blown up your nose.
And you have a special kind of pipe.
Yes.
Is the best way to describe it. How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's a pipe. There's a teepee pipe and a karepi pipe. One is that you give to yourself. It's a self-applicator. And then one is if you're going to give it to somebody else.
Okay.
So I self-administer myself at times. And
I have to say, Jenny's really gentle, because if you go to a practitioner who's not trained, so to speak, it can be a little bit different experience. So what is the medicine used for?
So that medicine, again, it is used just to get you grounded, and it has a lot of other, you know, spiritual.
Well, we'll have to approach that after the break.
Yeah, because there's a lot to it. So I think maybe we should get into it after this break. So you are listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd, and we're going to be right back.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
We're back. This is Ginny with Cambo Talk, and I've got Todd here on the other side of me, just looking all happy and smiley. And so in our last segment, Todd, we were talking about happy.
Yes.
And how it is used. And I know it's not one of your favorite medicines.
Yes. And there's
you're going to have some reasons behind that.
I have my own reasons, but I think in general, it's a very good medicine. But
it is. Yeah. And as we were talking about before, this is their sacred medicine. The tobacco is very sacred in the jungle.
Where do they get the tobacco? I'm just kind of interested.
I mean, it's a jungle tobacco, so it's growing out in the jungle, and I'm sure they grow some of it themselves, just like they do ayahuasca.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, you know, are growing it themselves, but they use a lot of the tobacco just to blow smoke to, and for them, it's to get rid of, you know, the evil spirits.
Which is very traditional for many indigenous, sage or smoke is always sacred. Yeah.
But these nasal snuffs have really been around for a long time. And even back in the 1500s, the elites in Europe, it was quite fashionable to use these nasal snuffs. All the elite were using it because it was just so fashionable to do it. So it's not like this is something that hasn't been used, but I'm sure they weren't using it for, you know, the spiritual side of it.
Sure.
But you remember the little snuff pots that women had?
Yeah.
And they were all decorative. Well, that's what was in it, was these nasal snuffs. But in the jungle, you know, they use this because, again, what happens when you blow that, and again, it goes up the nose, and you blow it fairly strongly depending on the effect you're trying to get. So there's quite a few different types of blows that you can do as you're passing that on. But the one that we use mostly in ceremony, and we use it basically for purging. So if somebody's having a hard time purging because there's energy that's stuck and they're wanting to move that energy out, then we will use the happy during the ceremony. And I use a particular type that I like for purging. It will definitely cause you to purge, but it kind of feels like, you know, it's pretty harsh when it goes up into your head. It feels like somebody blew off the back of your head.
And it feels kind of thick in your nostril from my one experience.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really, sometimes I feel on the back of my head, make sure my head's still there, because it feels like it just blew off the back of my head. But what I feel in a couple of minutes, though, when that kind of all settles in, all that monkey mind that goes on is gone.
So just to stop you there, would you say Hape's purpose then is another kind of to slow down the mind, or what is it used for?
Yeah, I think it's all those things. I think it helps to slow down the mind. It kind of like when you're going to do have a conversation, a difficult conversation with somebody.
Sure.
A lot of times they'll do happy ahead of time, because it kind of just connects you to, I always think it kind of connects you to the divine. And it, again, it takes away all of your thoughts. You just are just kind of in the, we talk about being in the now.
Right.
It really brings you into the now.
And then, of course, on the physical level, it's helping with the purge. And I think it's because in my one experience, you know, it kind of drips down your throat.
It does.
Which kind of gets the gag reflex going.
Yeah. And I mean, they use this also as healing. And sometimes they just do happy ceremonies, and that's all they're doing is as a way of healing. And they'll sing particular songs to go along with that, because these medicines really respond to the vibration of music. So they'll use it for that.
Oh, I'd love to hear like a song that goes with happy. Do you know any of them yet?
I don't know any happy songs. Because
it'd be fun to find one, wouldn't it?
It would, because I'm usually using it with Cambo. So I'm usually doing Cambo songs.
Yes.
But there are people out there who just do happy ceremonies, and that's all they do.
Interesting.
And so they'll have their own particular music. And the other thing too is happy helps you connect to nature. Once again. I don't use, sometimes when I'm really ungrounded, I will use happy, and just helps me get grounded. And I've used it many times at night before I go to bed, because I have a problem I'm trying to solve and I need to just clear my mind so that I can actually, hear what I need to hear.
Right.
So in my, at night I might have a dream that will help me figure out my problem. So all those things are, it's used that way. You know, in the jungle, they use a lot of, some of it's visionary. Mm-hmm. So if you've, we talked about Peter Gorman in his book, he talks about a story where they blew a visionary happy up his nose. And when he kind of came to, he had had a vision of where there had been some animals, because they were going to go out hunting. Uh-huh. And told them all about the place and give all the description. That's where they went, and the animals were there, and they, you know, were able to hunt.
Interesting. So what I'm hearing is there, you know, since it's a blend, there can be many varieties of happy.
There can be many varieties.
So what do you use in Cambo then?
I have quite a few different blends. I use one that's called Bobansana, which is like a heart opening. Mm-hmm. I use a couple, one from the Yawanawa tribe, and then one from the Matsis that I use for purging. Uh-huh. One of my favorites is called Tonka Dream. Uh-huh. So it helps you dream at night.
Oh, interesting.
So that's really fun. So there's all different types, a lot of different types. And those are just a few that I use. There are really lots of different types. I mean, in Europe, they use a lot. And you'll find maybe some floral blends and citrus blends and all kinds of different blends of happy.
That's really neat.
To be used. The thing I always talk about with happy, though, is that it is nicotine. And so it can be addictive. So I'm always really careful about that with people. But a lot of times when people have had a pretty intense ceremony or purge, and they're still not feeling so great after Cambo, just a little bit of happy will kind of just settle them in, and they start feeling really good.
I could see where that would happen. So basically, I mean, with the medicine, you know, just in order, if you could just, you know, Cambo, Sananga, happy, if you could just kind of go through
tie it all together.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, I always start out with Sananga, because it brings everybody into their body and fully present and into the now. Then we do Cambo, which we're going to go through that process. You're purging. And then,
which we talked about extensively in the last show, the whole process. So if you're on the third show, just go to the second show.
Exactly. And then we'll use either happy, either to help you purge, or a lot of people love to use it afterwards, because it just kind of finishes it all off, and they feel very connected, and their mind feels very clear, and it just kind of makes them feel good.
Nice.
So that's kind of the process of how I use it. I don't use it every single ceremony, but...
Yeah. No, and just my observation, and I've been to a lot of ceremonies. I was at the training, actually, and I sometimes just come over to support Ginny and drum and, you know, support where I can. And I've seen it used probably, 30% of the time?
Yeah, I would say 30% of the time.
Most people, it's very natural to purge, in my observation.
It is.
So generally, it's going to be used to assist the purging process. And of course, for me, I'm not a huge fan of it, mainly because it, for me, just being so psychic as I am, it actually slows down my systems. But I'm quite rare, so I don't want people, I need to tell you that, but I don't want you to think that you won't benefit from it.
Yeah, so. Perfect. Well, we have about a minute left here, Todd.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about, again, our Cambo Renewal Retreat that's coming up in May. It's the weekend of Memorial Weekend, so if anybody's interested in that, they can go to CamboKiss.com and get more information. It's going to be really a transformative weekend.
Yes.
And then I want to make sure you get your website out there, too, because you have so much great information.
Yeah, I mean, my website is my name, which is Todd with two Ds, and then Rohlsson, R-O-H-L-S-S-O-N. And you can see all my work there and my psychic work and so forth. You can even see the disc that I created, the Match the Medicine, which I don't think we've mentioned.
We haven't yet.
It's one of my skills, is I can match any vibration in a way.
Yeah, and go on and look at it. It's really lovely.
Yes.
It has a great medicine, great energy about it. So, well, this wraps up our show today.
Again. We're
thanks so
good.
So much for showing up. And we'll see you all next week on Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd. Have a great week, everyone.
Beautiful day.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rohlsson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit CamboKiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-Kiss.com.